Like your shoes.
Appreciate it.
What are your thoughts on adding Kendricks, especially a team that seemed to have three pretty, locked-in starters?
At the end of the day, we're trying to win ball games. Whenever you bring in another talented player, that's definitely just something that's good. We're trying to get as many dominant players as we can. That's our focus. We're trying to change this program around, especially after last season going 0-16. We're trying to really make a statement and bring as many veteran players, as many good players as we can. And I think that he'll be a great addition for us.
How does that addition ramp up the competition among the linebacker corps?
I mean, as a competitor, you're always, trying to compete. We've been competing our whole life. That's something that, separates us from everybody else is just our competitive attitude. And I think that, it's going to be fun. Competition is fun. And I think that, he can play all three linebacker positions. He's obviously, proven himself in the league. He won a Super Bowl. So, it's a lot of things that he can teach us, We got a lot of young guys in the room. So adding another veteran player is, a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm a competitor. I've been here my whole career. So, I've just been competing my whole life, and I think that those guys, enjoy it the same way. Because at the end of the day, our main focus is winning. He's bought into the brotherhood. He's here now, so we're just gonna enjoy this moment and have fun.
If Gregor Blake said anything about your role, and is there a possibility it could change? Could you play middle instead of outside?
No, we haven't talked about anything of that nature. All Greg is talking about is, being the best defense in the NFL. You never want to look at a guy and say, oh, man, he's a good player, but what if he, changed the rotation of, linebackers? It's not like that for us. We're just trying to win. Plug in guys where they can get in, keep guys healthy. The more players, the more rotations and different packages you can have. So we haven't really talked about who's playing what or, where what person to switch in. We're just trying to go out here and compete.
Would you be open to playing in the middle, and do you think you could?
I could play all three linebacker positions. We're taught to learn more than one position, so adding another player is just adding more power for us.
Until now, linebacker was the only position group that didn't bring in a veteran player. Do you think they would? Were you hearing, just wait, you're going to see somebody?
Well, just knowing John Dorsey, he wants, good players. If you're a good player and you're out there, he's going to, add you to the team. I think that, that makes the team better once you have another, great player, and, he brings out the best in you. So, like, for me, Jamie, Joe Schober, James Burgess, us guys, now we got another guy in the room that just raises the intensity level, it's getting each and one of us better. So I look at it as a positive, whenever you have, somebody of that talent, he just brings it out everyone.
Playing every single snap, did you feel that? Was it taxing in the month of December? You are one of only three defensive players to do that.
No, I take pride in that. Whenever you're on the field, obviously you want to be the best player on the field. You believe that you should be on the field and play every snap, and I just take pride in that. And I'm willing to do anything for my team. So if they ask me to play every special team snap, every defensive snap, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to go the extra mile. That's something that's, comes with being a leader. Is whenever I'm healthy and able to play, I'm a good player. I can play every snap every day.
Christian, is the second year of Greg Williams easier than the first year?
Yes. Whenever you get comfortable, with knowing your coach, knowing your defensive coordinator, you know the playbook in and out, so you can spice things up in different ways. So I think that, being the second year here with him, is definitely something that, is getting better. I think we made some strides and improvements last year as far as the defense, and I think we just headed in the right direction.
Christian, on paper, with all the new faces, everything looks, upgraded on your side of football, but what are the challenges of incorporating so many new faces, especially starters? Or is it as simple on your side of the ball, you can just plug and play guys?
Well, I think that's what OTAs is for, giving us a chance to build that team chemistry, giving us a chance to know our teammates and, be prepared for training camp. This is the time that you really can evaluate a guy and know his strengths and weaknesses. Know a guy on a personal level, and I think that the guys that we brought in, they know how to win. Guys that have fight in them, guys that obviously, John Dorsey and front office, look at as great football players. So, so far everything has been going well. Guys have been out here competing, running to the ball, you know, fighting for positions, because, I mean, let's be clear, we all know that, you know, it's football, you know, things happen, and, you know, there's positions out there to be, you know, grabbed. So I think that everything is going good for us. We're headed in the right direction, and I'm excited for it.
What was up at the end of practice where Greg, you know, kind of got mad at you guys and made you drop and do some pushes?
No, Greg didn't get mad at us. It's all about, you know, competing, you know. Coach Hugh, you know, he rallied up the offense, him and Todd, and, you know, Greg rallied up the defense, and, you know, we just, you know, best side of the ball wins. And at that particular time, you know, offense, you know, they got a score on us, so, you know, we gotta pay our dues, we gotta do our up downs. It's just something that's fun for, you know, the team. You know, it sets a competitive edge, and that's just something that happened. He didn't get mad at us, you know. He just, you know, that was the bet in practice. You know, whoever wins, do the up down. I mean, don't have to do the up down. So that just makes the atmosphere, you know, fun. It just sets the tone, you know. You don't want to do up downs, win the period. So that's kind of how that went.
With Kendrick's, what value is there in bringing a guy aboard who just won a Super Bowl 4 months ago and you guys are trying to change the way you guys do everything?
Well, with Kendrick's, you know, I think he's going on year 7, if I'm correct. And that's a lot of knowledge. In the league, I think the next guy is Jamie, and then myself. So whenever you have another veteran that can, you know, share his wisdom, share what everybody is chasing, you know, how did they, you know, get to where they was at? Obviously, we're chasing the same thing. That's something that we can use. Then, like I said, you know, he can play, you know, all three linebacker positions. You know, he can rush. You know, he's a sure tackler and he's good in coverage. So I think that he can play anywhere we need him to play. And
you and Jamie seem to develop a pretty good rapport. How did that come about?
You know, obviously that's, you know, a linebacker. So whenever you have another linebacker, and, you know, you always build relationships, and just off the field, me and him, you know, just made sure that we could get to know each other on a personal level. Obviously, when we came from New England, you know, I'm more of a person. I like to know you personally. And just getting to know him more and more, we got a lot of things in common. You know, he's a great guy, great, great competitor, great leader. So it's just kind of one of those things where it just happened.
What have you bonded over besides football?
Man, we bonded over a lot of stuff. We went fishing, and I'm not really like a fisher like that, but, you know, Jamie loves the outdoors, things like that. So when you just, you know, get to know each other away from football and know, like, hey, I don't really fish, you fish, let's go fish. Little stuff like that. I mean, just building a friendship outside the game.
What Nate asked about Kendrick bringing that Super Bowl experience, did you learn anything from Jamie? I mean, he won the Super Bowl with New England, and he comes over and is a team trying to, you know, turn it around. Did you learn anything from him that he brought from the Patriots?
Obviously, you know, Jamie, coming from the Patriots, learned a lot from, you know, Bill Belichick and the way they run their program over there. And you just always trying to pick somebody's brain. Like, how did y'all do things there, you know? As far as, like, schematically, like, what were some of the techniques and things that y'all did that's a little bit different than what we do, and ways that can help us? And, you know, just having simple conversations with him, you know, just kind of change the mindset and the attitude of how you're supposed to approach it. And it's people make it like a big gap between, like, winning and losing. It's really not. It's a fine line. And, you know, just coming from, you know, Jamie and Kendrick's, you know, obviously guys who have won Super Bowls, you know, they can just critique things just a little bit of, you know, how did they get it done. So,
got a question about another aspect of your front seven. Both Miles and Ogbo were high picks, and they have a little bit of experience together now. What did you notice in them when they were together last year, and what will they bring to the team this year?
Ah, man, those guys, they have a high motor. They're fast off the edge. And, you know, before Emmanuel, you know, had the injury, you know, he was dominating the game at the time. And whenever you can have, you know, a complimentary guy, you know, to get drafted, you know, like Miles, you know, first round pick, first pick, and come out and be explosive and, you know, be a game changer that fast, that's definitely something that we needed. And those guys, they're creating a relationship off the field as well. And, you know, whenever you have the relationship off the field and you transfer it to the field, you know, you even play harder and better for your teammates. So I think they complement each other very well, and I'm excited to see them.
Kendrick's told us that he's still, even after winning the Super Bowl, he's got goals he hasn't reached. He wants to be in the Pro Bowl. Do you sense a guy who's coming here hungry?
Yeah. Especially, you know, coming from a Super Bowl winning team to a team that's been struggling, you know, you have a lot to prove. And it's not really to others, it's to yourself. Like, how can you be impactful to a team? You know, how can you, you know, come from your high and then, you know, come to a team that's been struggling. How can you change the atmosphere? How can you buy into the program? And I think that he's right. He has goals that he got to set. I was sitting in the back, you know, hearing him do his interview, and he said he wants to reach that Pro Bowl. You know, that's something that every individual person want to do. So as long as you play in the game, you got to have goals. You know, you don't just, you know, play just to collect the check or play just to, you know, say that you're an NFL football player. You know, you got to set goals for yourself. So I think that his competitive edge is definitely something that's good for a player to have. And, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, it's a reason why he was on the Super Bowl winning team, you know, because of his attitude. So I'm excited to work around with him.
Christian, with the additions, how much more creativity do you think we'll see in this scheme and with Greg as opposed to what we saw last year?
You can see a lot, man. I don't want to get into, you know, what we really can do, but we got a lot of great players, a lot of talented players who can play multiple positions. So, you know, we can do it all. We'll see what Greg has cooking back there, and, you know, in his playbook. But knowing him, you know, it'd be something that's crazy.